everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well this morning. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we open up this service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. It's a beautiful morning He's given us. Glad to see each and every one of you. Just praise the Lord. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand, please. And we all know the situation that everyone's facing. We ask God this morning as we get together, let's all, as we do, pray in one mind and one accord. We'll just ask Him just to guide us, direct us, and for His safety and His well-keeping on each and every one. Not only here, but those that are at home, those that are watching our service from the house, or those that may go in later and watch it. We just want to let them know how much we love them, and we're just excited about what the Lord's got in store. Let's all pray. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You for this beautiful day You've given us, this opportunity we have to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, for those that are present and those that are watching from home or whatever they are, Lord, we ask for Your blessing to be upon each and every family represented here. Lord, we ask for You just to guide us and direct us. Lord, You are our God. You're the Creator of all, the Healer of all. Jesus, You are our Lord and Savior. Lord, and we just praise and worship Your name. Lord, again, as we come together, You see the hands that were raised. You know the situations on our heart, the fears, the sorrows, the needs, dear Lord. And we're asking You to take each and every one into, Lord, in Your precious hands. And we ask for Your control, Your healing, and Your peace. Dear Lord, be with our church family, our extended family, dear Lord. And we just love and praise You. Dear Lord, as we open up this service this morning, Lord, as Your word is read, dear Lord, we ask that You'll just pierce our hearts and our minds. And, dear Lord, as we hear and we do, Lord, again, we give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give Him another hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. As we were listening to some old gospel music this morning, I want to ask y'all to turn to page 393. This song was played. I had to hit it on repeat a few times. It's just a very powerful song to me, and I hope it is to you. When we all get to heaven, page 393. Need y'all's help. I want to hear y'all this morning.
What a day of rejoicing that'll be.
time that will be. Just praise the Lord. Praise God. You all may be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. Again, as it's being taken up, I'll have a few announcements to go over. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering this morning, please? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. While they're taking up the offering, got a couple of quick announcements. Don't forget, and for those of you that are involved or have not been, on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. in our children's church, we have an Overcomers Outreach Ministry. It's a program that is set up, and some people call it an addiction program, but actually it's so much more than that. So much more than that. It's a life-changing program. So don't forget about that. We want to keep that announcements. Also, for everyone that came yesterday, I want to thank you for the work day. There were so many things done in beautifying the church. Some people call it spring cleaning, but we just call it a work day. It was wonderful. So much to be done, and there's still plenty on that list. It keeps growing. So we just want to thank all of you that were involved and had something to do with it. And also the announcement that most of you saw it in your text, but right now we would not have any live drama practice getting ready for the Easter presentation. Each and every one of us are asked to learn your lines, get them ready, and then it's going to be a beautiful service, so it'll be a wonderful time. So if you're involved in it, if you would, just go ahead and be working on your lines. And it sounds like we'll be off script one day real quick, and we'll have to all come in and be ready. So praise God. Those are the only announcements I have right now, except for the food closet. This time of need, please don't forget, if the Lord lays it in your hand, to donate or to give to the food closet. This ministry will continue to flow in this as a need it becomes. All righty. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It looks like we're going to call on a couple of special singers. I feel like we're moving on. Without our choir up here this morning, it is much different. So Sister Linda, are you ready? If you'd come on up, please. And then Miss Tabitha, if you would. And I think Brother Archman has to do a song too if he gets back. He's working with our internet right now. Praise the Lord.
The Lord this morning.
Amen.
And you know, in spite of everything that's going on, there's not anything that we can do about it as far as changing the situation. But we serve a God who can. Y'all worship the Lord as I sing, "I know a man who can." I a man who can. He's done so much in my life, and I can never thank him enough for what he's done. But I know that all this that's going on, he already knew about it, and he's got it under control. That's what I told somebody the other day. God is in control. Amen. I'm going to sing What Mercy Did for Me this morning. Are you thankful for God's mercy? I am. Worship with me.
How about you? Amen. Amen. I know a man who's full of grace, mercy, and amen. His grace is sufficient for each and every need. Could you join with me this morning and give the Lord a great big hand clap of praise? Amen. So good to see you this morning. I do not have to tell you that we are going through extraordinary times. But may I remind you that we have an extraordinary God. A God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I could ever ask or think. How many is glad to know that our faith and trust lies in a never-failing God? Amen. Hallelujah. He likes to work when nothing else will. Amen. It looks like nothing else really working, but we know that God is working. And our prayers and our thoughts go out to so many people this morning. Those people who are affected. Certainly those people who are on the front end. Those who are our first responders and those who are in the medical professions. Our hearts and our thoughts and prayers go out to them. And I pray this morning that God would sustain them, just place a hedge of protection about them. But we're so glad that you're here this morning. We are attempting to live stream this message out and this service to to those who are not able to be here today, and those who are sick, maybe some just a little apprehensive about getting out. And but I'm so glad this morning that we have the technology and the ability, amen, to get the word out. Because if our nation needs anything right now, it needs the word of God. Amen. It needs a closer relationship with the Lord. Amen. We can put our faith and trust in a lot of things, but I will assure you, God will never let you down. Amen. I'm so glad, amen, that I have a relationship with the Lord. So glad that Jesus saved me and filled me with His Holy Spirit. And I have someone to lean on right now through these turbulent times. If you have your Bible this morning, we just want to get right into the Word of the Lord. And again, our thanks and our appreciation for you coming out this morning. I know that you may have had some reservations. I know that there may have been a little bit of apprehension, but you made the effort and came forth this morning, and I pray God's blessing, His protection upon you. How many knows that He's able to place a hedge about His loved ones? And I believe God can do that with all of my heart. Go with me this morning to the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1. And I want us to focus our attention on verses 6 and 8 this morning as we attempt to bring to you what we feel that the Lord has laid upon our heart. Again, from the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1, verses 6 and 8. Amen. The Bible says in verse 6, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." In verse number 8, "Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." Can we bow our heads in prayer? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your holy presence. For those who've gathered here today, God, and those that are on the airwaves tonight, today, God, I pray, Lord, that you would just reach out with your Spirit, your anointing power. God, I pray that you would settle this nation. I pray, God, that you would cause us to turn to you, Lord, and put our faith and trust in you. We do pray for all of those who are affected. We pray for those who are fighting this virus. God, and I pray that you would give us strength, God, grace to stand, Lord, and we know that your grace is sufficient, and we place our faith and trust in you this morning. God, now I ask you just to anoint these lips of clay this morning, God, this vessel, God, that you might speak to our hearts, that you might lift us up and encourage us through these turbulent times. God, I'll be so thankful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, for we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Love the Lord this morning with a hand clap of praise. You may be seated. Amen. You pray for me this morning. I know that if you have heard me preach, you're not accustomed to seeing me stand in one position. And I pray this morning that I don't get out of sight. I'll be around here somewhere. But somebody said, "Why do you walk around?" I said, "Well, I just can't sit still." Amen. When I begin to feel the anointing and the power of God, I have to move a little bit. So I'm going to try to contain my movement as much as I possibly can. But then again, I'm not promising anything this morning. Sometimes when I get to thinking about God's mercy and His grace and His overwhelming love and His protecting power, I can't help but move a little bit. I've had an opportunity this week to spend a lot of time outside. How many knows you can only stay in the house for so long? Amen. And as I begin to get out and to see God's majesty, His greatness, His beauty, begin to breathe in this wonderful, good, fresh air, I spent most of that time just worshiping and praising God. How wonderful it is to know that we can praise God through any adversity, through any situation. Amen. We need to learn to praise Him more and more. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, "When Faith is Tested." When faith is tested. Can I share with you just a little bit that this message didn't come just because of the situation that you and I are facing. God's been dealing with me on this particular passage of Scripture for, I guess, several weeks. And I began to think about our faith. And I want to use a term this morning, and I hope that you'll bear with me and understand what I'm talking about. God laid this message on my heart. But He also gave me this phrase, and I began to say it over and over and over, unused faith. Unused faith. I want to remind us this morning just how blessed we are as a people. I want to remind us this morning just how blessed we are as a church. We have not had any obstruction. We have had an open door policy. We have been able to come into the presence of God, into this sanctuary for years on end, having the freedom and the luxury of worshiping and praising the Lord as we choose to worship Him. Nobody has withheld us. Nobody has said you couldn't go. Many, many times we thought that that would never have happened in our lifetime. But how many knows there is a strong presence, amen, to try to close the doors of churches today, amen. And I understand the situation, but I also know if we quit serving God, we might as well quit living, amen, because God is my life. He is the very breath that I breathe. His breath is on loan, and I want to praise Him. Even with my last breath, I want to be found glorifying and praising the Lord. And I thought about the unused faith. And because things have been so good, because we have been so blessed, and many, many times we haven't had to live by faith as much as maybe some of the older people in the Bible and the patriarchs of old, they had nothing else to depend on except God. Let me tell you something. This nation has been blessed. This church has been blessed. I, as an individual, have been blessed by God. God has blessed me with good health. He's blessed me with a wonderful family. He's blessed me with a great congregation. I begin to thank the Lord this week. God, you're so merciful. You're so great. You blessed us and blessed us and blessed us. And many, many times we've had this great amount of faith that is unused because we've been so blessed. Can I tell you, now is the time to reach in the meal barrel. Now is the time to reach in the depths of that faith and begin to exercise the faith that God has equipped us with. How many know we are more than conquerors through Christ, which strengthens us through any adversity, through any pestilence, through anything that comes upon this land? I have a reserve of faith. I have a power that is within me. The Lord said, you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, power over these things that are in the earth today. If you believe that, put your hands together for the Lord. Thank Him for the power that He has instilled within us. We all have a measure. The Bible tells us we all have a measure of faith. Are we going to exercise it? Are we going to use it? Are we going to live in constant fear and dread of what happens upon this earth? You Bible readers know that there are many things that are predicted and prophesied that'll happen in the earth and on the world today. How many knows that we can stand on the Word of God? Hallelujah. He will not leave us and He will not forsake us. But how many knows also faith will be tested? Faith will be tested. I pray that we will have the reserve of faith. I pray that we will be filled with the power and the anointing of God, that we through Christ will be able to withstand anything that comes in our way through adversity, through situations, through plagues, through viruses, whatever the case may be. Amen. I believe as long as we put our faith and trust in God, God will give us a better day. I'm looking and believing for better times. But during this testing of our faith, I want to share with you this morning 7 steps that I've prayed over and asked God to lead me and through the Scriptures to help us through these very trying times. How many knows the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak? Come on, we all house this Spirit of God in a flesh. How many knows the flesh is carnal? The flesh is of the earth. The flesh was made from the earth. God formed and fashioned man from the dust of the earth. And because it is carnal, because it is made from the dust of the earth, it's weak and it needs strength. And how many knows the strength can come through the power of God and through His Word and through the obedience of His Word? So maybe these 7 steps will help us. It seemed to make me be refocused, amen, and on the power of God and on our faith and believing that God is able. We preach it so very much, but now it's time to use it, folks. Now it's time to trust in God with all of our heart. The first step that I want to talk about this morning, it says, seek the Lord's guidance. It seems that everybody's looking for a ray of hope. Everybody's looking for an antidote. Everybody's looking for something that will encourage them. Can I tell you, you're not going to find it on the news channels. You're not going to find very much encouragement. in a state of panic. But you can find peace. You can find comfort. You can find strength. Amen. When we seek the guidance of God. Amen. How many knows that when everything seems to be falling around us and we don't know the answers and we don't know what to do, if we'll just go to God and begin to seek His guidance and say, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. Give me faith, Lord, to walk in your footsteps. Give me faith, Lord, to follow you, Lord, whatever the case may be. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20. If you have your Bibles and want to turn there with me, that's fine. Isaiah chapter number 30. Verse 20 and 21. I love this. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. I love verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. How many is thankful for that word that will never leave us? The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and that Word became a living flesh. Amen. And now that Word can dwell within us. And here Isaiah said, that Word is always behind me. Amen. So many times we say, I don't know where to go. Listen to the Word that is with us. I don't know whether to go to the left. I don't know whether to go to the right. I don't know whether to do this. I don't know whether to do that. If you will listen this morning by faith, there is a Word behind us. That Word will never leave us. That Word will strengthen us. That Word will comfort us. That Word will help us through any adversity and through any situation. When all else seems to fail, seek God's guidance. Ask of the Lord, help me. Show me the way. Help me, Lord, to make the right decisions. Help me to walk in your path, God. Not my way, but your way. Continually seeking God's guidance in every decision that we need to make. For our families, on our job, our finances. Amen. Amen. I believe that God's letting us know that we cannot put our faith and trust in material things. You understand and see with me how fast material things can disintegrate. How fast they can go down. How fast we can understand that we're no longer dependent on material things. But we as a body of Christ are dependent on the Spirit of God. I love the song said, you can take everything else, but give me Jesus. Amen. As long as I got Jesus, as long as Jesus is within me, I'll be able to stand. I'll be able to make it through. I may not make it through with as much as I had before, but I will make it through. Amen. Just as Job said, naked I came into this world, and naked I'm going to leave. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Church, I encourage you. Those that are listening by the live stream this morning, I encourage you to seek God's guidance. Not only during the time of trials, not only during the time of affliction or this terrible virus that's on the world today, but even in the good times, seek God's guidance. In every avenue of your life, in every facet of your life, don't ever forget to seek God first. Secondly, this morning, be strong and of good courage. Can I tell you, when the world seemingly is lacking courage, when the world seemingly is not showing strength, can the church rise up? This is the time to make the non-believers understand and know that there is power in God. There is power in serving God. We need to rise up as a church of believers. Amen. It's time for the rubber to meet the road. We proclaim that we believe. We proclaim that we're followers of Christ. Now is the time, the perfect opportunity to rise up and let the world know our faith and trust lies in a never-failing God.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. Be strong and of good courage when you go into the shopping malls, when you go wherever you go, and somebody's saying, I don't know what to do. The church ought to say, be strong and be courageous. Amen. Because God will not put more on us than we're able to bear. This is a word that needs to go out. I trust and hope that many people that are on the live stream today, those who are saddened by this situation, those who seemingly think that it's a hopeless situation, I want you to understand, now is the time to be strong and of good courage. This is a term that Moses used when he knew and realized that he would not be entering into the promised land that God had promised the children of Israel. Joshua was the man who was coming up to take the place of Moses. And Moses said, Joshua, be strong and have good courage. The wisdom, the years of experience that Moses had endured, the times that he saw a people that were once so jubilant and happy as they came out of Egyptian bondage, only to be grumbling and moaning, complaining, almost ready to stone Moses. He had withstood all of the troubles and situations of going through the wilderness journey into the promised land. And now he's telling Joshua, whatever you do, Joshua, remain strong. Be of good courage. Church, can I tell you, there'll be dark days ahead of us. Oh, I wish I could tell you with the utmost promises that you'll never see any more problems or never see any more trials or troubles or situation. But I don't find that in the Bible. In fact, I find the exact opposite. Amen. But how many knows when we're tried, even with fire, as 1 Peter said, amen, our faith will come out stronger. I believe that when we face adversity, when God brings us through these many things that we're facing, those tests, amen, that comes upon us, I believe that we're going to come out stronger. I believe that we're going to come out more in tune to God. Our faith and our focus is going to be on God and not to look for anybody or anything else to help us, because there is none that can really help us except our Lord and Savior. Be strong. Be strong. Those are not just words. Be strong when you listen to the news. Be strong when you read about the constant turbulence and the death tolls. Be strong and be full of courage. Amen. Because knowing that He that is within us is greater than he that's in the world. I can tell you today, out of all of this adversity and out of all of the sadness and the sorrow, there is an adversary who is absolutely gleeful about this situation. The devil operates in fear. The devil promotes fear. The adversary will come at you if he hasn't already and say, where is your God? If God is love, why is he allowing this to happen? I know how Satan works. He's having a heyday with all of this. Amen. But let me tell you, this is not the end of the story. Glory to God. This is only one chapter. How many knows that God is going to intercede? God will intervene on behalf of the saints. Amen. And we're going to a place where there'll be no more sadness, no more sorrow, no sickness, and thank God, no more death. That is a promise not from the nation. That is a promise not from the pastor, but that is a promise from Almighty God. I'm going to a better place. I'm going to a glorious place. I'm going to a place where all of this will be forgotten. Thank God. Be strong and be courageous during these times. If anybody ought to be positive, it ought to be the church. If anybody ought to be faithful, it ought to be the church. If anybody ought to have a good word to say, it ought to be the church. Because somebody's looking for somebody to encourage them. And I hope and pray that during this type of affliction that is upon this nation, I hope that souls turn to Christ. And I hope they turn to Christ with an everlasting salvation. I hope they don't just do it out of fear and then forget about God when this thing settles down. Amen. I want them to understand that it doesn't matter what happens on this earth. As long as God is with us, He will protect us. Be strong, church. Be of good courage. Amen. The third step that I want to address this morning, and I hesitated to use the word start when I'm speaking to the church, because my thought was, we shouldn't just start this during bad times. We should do it all the time, and we should have been doing it from the very beginning of when Jesus Christ came into our life. But I want to include it anyway, because I think sometimes the church has gotten a little complacent. The church has gotten a little spoiled by the blessings of God. I remember tales of my granddaddy and my grandparents and their pastors before them. Many of them had to suffer through tribulation. Many of them had to suffer through absolutely... I know a pastor of my great-granddaddy was actually tarred and feathered for preaching the name of Jesus and ran out of a community completely. When's the last time you had anybody threaten your life about coming to church? When have you had somebody saying, you absolutely cannot go to church, you can't worship God in the way that you want to or the way that you believe? It hasn't happened, folks. It hasn't happened. But for many of those people that came before us, it was a reality. That's, you know, we say we don't see miracles like we used to. We don't see the moving of God like we used to. Amen. You know why? Because we don't see the trials like we used to. We don't see the temptations like we used to. They had nothing else to put their faith and trust in except Almighty God. And God brought them through. Amen. God will bring us through. So I'm going to use the word start this morning. When faith is tested, start praising and worshiping God. Yes. Yes. I said, when faith is tested, start praising and worshiping God. When you're around your family, start praising and worshiping God. There was a video my wife showed me this week in the midst of Walmart. And you know how Walmart is. We really can't go to church, but we can go to Walmart. Amen. Be ye in one mind and one cart. But this man had an urgency. And he got into the aisle of Walmart and he was preaching the Word of God. Amen. You might say, that's crazy. No, it's not. If anybody in that Walmart store needed to hear something, it was the Word of God. Not how bad it is, not what's going to happen, but my faith and trust is in an Almighty God. I will not fear what the adversary brings as long as I have power of God within me. Hallelujah. Start worshiping and praising God. Man, it's all right. When you're walking around your house, start worshiping and praising God. Man, Penny's had to tell me, turn that news off and start worshiping and praising God. How many knows that God inhabits our praise? He inhabits our praise. Man, I felt Him just as strong as He's always been, just as near as He's always been. Thank God for that. Isaiah said, His Word is ever behind me. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do. Yes, I do. I know to listen to the Word behind me. I know to listen to that Spirit that is within me. I know to put my faith and trust in God. Start praising and worshiping God. Psalms 147 is a prime example, if you want to flip there with me. Praise be unto the Lamb of God. We all know about the 150th Psalm, but I want to go to also Psalms, if I hold it just a minute. 147. Yes. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathered together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, bindeth up their wounds. It is good to praise the Lord. It is good to sing praises unto Him. This morning, as we began our Sunday school class, the song that I wanted us to sing was Living by Faith. Living by faith. Living by faith goes much farther than the congregation worshiping the Lord. Living by faith means that we're going to be just as strong and devoted to God on Monday as we are on Sunday gathering. each and every day. We're going to live by faith. We're going to operate in faith. We're going to claim faith. Amen. We're going to speak it. We're going to praise Him. We're going to worship Him. All of these things. Amen. Not just things to do when faith is tested, but we should, in fact, incorporate them into our everyday life. Constantly worshiping and praising God. Also, the 150th Psalm tells us too, amen, to enter, to praise Him. Let me flip over there and get it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him when the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Verse 6, you hear it all the time. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So remember, start praising and worshiping God when your faith is tested. Step number 4 calls for us to act on our memory. And it simply says, remember, God gives victory. Some of us need to be reminded, God gives victory. I believe if, with all of my heart, if I was to take a poll today, the total amount of people in this sanctuary would say that God has given victory in my life before. So many times we praise the Lord for that victory, but the praise is short-lived until the next time that we need victory. But we need to remember that God gives victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 and 58. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Church, be steadfast. Be unmovable and always abounding, remembering that God does give victory. Not only did He give victory to those great names in the Bible, but God gives us victory. Many of us have been healed. Can I just see the hands of anybody who's ever been healed by God? Praise God, 100%. How many has ever had God open a door of opportunity for you when everything else fell? Praise God. How many has ever had God comfort you in the midnight when you thought nobody else was awake and nobody else cared and tears rolling down your cheek, but you found out that there is a very present help in God. In time of trouble, God will tenderly take us and shield us and give us victory. That same God is just as real today as He ever was. How many remembers? He opened the Red Sea. Glory to God. He closed the mouths of the lions. He cooled the fire. He's doing it before. He'll do it again. Amen. If we put our faith and trust in a never-failing God. When faith is tested, I thought about the unused faith. And the faith that is on or in reserve in our life. And I thought about, again, the meal barrel. You know, as long as the lady let that meal barrel sit there and just have faith that God was going to sustain her, she would never have received the blessing had she not reached into the meal barrel. There has to be an effort on our part when faith is tested. Let me just share just a simple thing. I know that God will protect me. But you know what? By faith, I'm going to wash my hands. Somebody said, wash your hands and sing happy birthday. You know what? I found out Jesus loves you. Or Jesus loves me. Amen. I did that yesterday. Jesus loves me. This I know. I'm leaning on faith, but I'm doing, amen, the things that I know that God has given me wisdom to do, to wash my hands. You wash your hands and sing Jesus loves me, you'll want to wash them again. Amen, because you feel that cleansing power of God just surrounding you. Said, I will protect you. I will help you. I will lift you up. I'm a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. Remember God's victory. Number 5 is very, very important. I believe that with all of my heart. Be around believers who will uplift you. I want to repeat that. Be around believers who will uplift you. We know that we're affected by the emotions of others. We're affected by the negative remarks of others. As I have already said, the church ought to rise above that. We ought to be the ones, those believers, and I'm not talking about First Pentecostal. I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about those who've been born again and have a relationship with Jesus Christ and know who He is. Those are the ones, amen, that ought to be positive. Those are the ones that ought to be uplifting. And when people around us are constantly naysaying, we ought to be the one and step up and say, you know what? My faith is in the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to worry about these things. I'm going to do the things that I know to do to keep me safe, but I'm going to put my faith and trust in God. Put yourself around believers. Amen. Be with those who will uplift you, not those who will drag you down, not those who will sow negative thoughts into your heart and into your mind, into your spirit, because believe it or not, that kind of stuff is very contagious. It'll draw you down. Man, we need some people, amen, to rise up. We need the people to say, you know what? This is a time for the church to pray. This is a time for the church to fast. This is a time for the church to get into the Word of God, amen, and put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Number six should not even have to be mentioned, but unfortunately it does need to be mentioned. When faith is tested, turn to God's Word. Read God's Word. Can I tell you, it's been around a long time. Can I tell you, there's right now, as far as I know, there's no shortage of it. You can buy them in almost any store. You can find them, amen, in the backs of pews. Amen. You probably have three or four laying around your house. I don't know about you, but I like to have one in each room. Amen. I like to have my sword ready. Glory to God. I depend on it. I lean on it. I trust in it. I believe in it. I know it works. Let me tell you, when your faith is tested, grab the Word of God. Brother Eddie, what can I read? All the Scripture is for proof and edification, or reproof and edification. Wherever you go, I believe the Lord will lead you in His Word, because His Word is a living Word. How many knows it's exactly what we need in the day and hour that you and I are living in? Never discount the power of reading God's Word. And I know most of Bible believers are constant readers of the Word of God, but sometimes we need to remind one another where our help comes from. I got this because they're saying, you know, there's five steps to do this, or there's six steps to do that, or there's three steps to do this, and all of that's wonderful and good. But let me tell you something. The seven steps that we're talking about right here are things that we can put our faith and trust in God and read His Word. Remind us the power of God's Word. Amen. How many knows the power is in God's Word? We can read it. Amen. He can give us encouragement. He can give us strength. He will see us through these times. Do you love the Lord? Do you thank the Lord? Just read it, but I think I'll read it again. I just quoted part of it. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Read God's Word. Finally, this morning, when faith is tested, when it seems like it's almost the point of being unbearable, when it seems like maybe hope is disappearing, when it seems like fear is rampant, concern for the world, the last step that I want to leave you with, is to simply trust God. Sounds so easy. Sounds so simple. How many knows it takes courage to trust God? It takes strength to trust God. It certainly takes faith to trust God. Because in trusting God, we don't always see what God sees. We see the immediate danger. We see the immediate persecution, the problem, whatever it is, the sickness, the affliction. But trusting God is saying, Lord, whatever befalls me, whatever I go through, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. As Stephen trusted God, you would think, man, that he would never have to have experience of being stoned to death. But you know what? Even in the face of that terrible situation, he praised God and he worshiped God. These other saints, these other people have come down a much tougher road than what you and I are facing. So, Brother Eddie, how can we not? Well, read the history. The problem with history is after the devastation, it is soon forgotten. The next generation remembers it, but doesn't really experience it. This is an experience. But you know what? Those that came before us trusted God through the depression. Those that got before us trusted through these other situations. We are the ones now that's going to have to step up and trust God. Amen? Be positive. Be strong. Be courageous. Now be the first to agree with us. Our faith is being tested. Very much so. But how many knows our faith in God is greater than anything that we'll ever face? Greater than anything the adversary can put upon us. Church, I encourage you to bind together. I encourage you to stay strong. We will get through this through the help of God. I believe that with all of my heart. I truly believe better days are coming. But the thing about it, I'm going to praise God even through the adversity, even through the tribulation. Because I'll assure you, if you can praise and trust God through the tribulation, you're going to glorify and praise God when the victory comes. And we told you, the victory is coming. The victory is coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for coming today. God bless you. We love and appreciate you. Thank you for those who was able to set up the live streaming and all of those out there that are listening by the way of Facebook. God bless you. Our prayers are with you. If you need anything at all, please contact the church, contact myself. Any of the members here will be more than happy to pray with you, to seek God with you. And finally, if you don't know God, there is no better time, amen, to ask Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior than during this time that we're facing right now. May God bless you. Would the church stand this morning as we prepare to dismiss? Any prayer request, just let it be known by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees every one of those hands. Let's pray together, not only for this body, not only for those who are viewing, but let's pray for our nation as well. And with this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Brother Jim, would you come and dismiss us with a word of prayer this morning? God bless you, church. I love you. Sister Penny and myself are there for you. Let me just kind of say this too. Sister Penny has been so good calling around this week, especially some of our seniors. And if you can't get to the drugstore, if you can't get to the grocery store, if everything is wiped out before you can get there, understand we have a food closet downstairs. And we also, if you'll get in touch with Sister Penny and myself, we will see and make sure that you get what, if it's available, we'll go and get it. And I know some other members of the church have stepped up too and calling and finding out if any of our people need. And it doesn't just have to be the church members. If you got neighbors, if you got relatives that are elderly and can't get out, what a wonderful opportunity to convey to them what Christianity is all about. Amen. We're concerned for them. So that's a ministry too. So if you can find somebody or need, help somebody that's in need, I encourage you to do so. Brother Jim.
Victory, victory, victory.
Amen.
Y'all hold on to that. I believe we're going to get it.
Praise God. Glory.
Praise the Lord. There is victory in Jesus.
Amen.
And that is by one name, and one name alone. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. All hearts and minds. And again, we're so excited about being able to broadcast. I know for those of you at home or wherever you're watching it from, they were having to swap out systems. We're having some issues. This is our first attempt at this. I want to thank those that are working on the technical side, which I definitely can't give them any help on that. So just love the Lord. Let's all have a blessed day. Don't forget about our service tonight. Be in much prayer, not only for the situations you know in your heart, but for those that are struggling. As brother, the message went forth, let's let that faith that we have, dear Lord, that reserve, and just open up and just know there is victory in Jesus. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again. Lord, thank you for allowing us to gather in your house, dear Lord, and let us be just part of this message this morning, dear Lord. We thank you for your many blessings, for your love. Lord, we thank you for the healings that you already have done, that you're doing, and that you're going to do, dear Lord. By faith, we stand in the gap, dear Lord, and we'll lift you up and honor you in every situation, Lord's coming forward. Lord, we do pray for our country. We pray for our state, our city, our community, and for our individual homes, dear Lord, for your blessings to be upon us. Again, dear Lord, thank you for our pastor and his family. Strengthen and guide them as they go about your ministry and doing your work. And Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.